If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Welcome back in on 670 The Score. The Cubs are absolutely on fire. They'll go to the sweep today, a little bit later on. Shota Imanaga against Freddy Peralta up there in Milwaukee, or our second home, as Pete Crow Armstrong referred to it last night. Wrigley North, we've talked about it as for a lot of years. Remember, folks, there was a time, are they still doing it, where they tried to reduce the access of Illinois ticket buyers on their website? They were doing that for a while. These kind of things are less publicized now than they used to be. For a while, the Nashville Predators weren't letting Illinois ticket holders come down and be Blackhawks fans at Blackhawks Predators games. And certainly the Brewers were trying to do that. But I know for sure that it is an opportunity for a lot of Cub fans who either can't get to Wrigley or can't afford Wrigley or live closer to Milwaukee to go up there and see Brewers Cubs. So last night I was texting with a friend who was there at the ball game, my guy Dave, and Dave had said that definitely felt like more Cubs fans than Brewers fans there. Not sure if that was the case or not, but after the game he said, good game, good vibes, definitely more Cubs fans. Made friends with the Brewers fans near us. They were happy that I was actually a White Sox fan. I forgot how nice their park is. 10 out of 10 would drink there again. So Dave had a good time. And Milwaukee's, it's a nice ballpark. So to any of you driving up there to go to the ball game, enjoy yourself, have fun, and let's see if the Cubs can complete the sweep. They have won the season, or excuse me, this first series. It's pretty amazing. 32 games for the Cubs, including the crazy start to the year in Tokyo, where spring training is broken up. They get swept in that two-gamer in Tokyo, and it looks bad. And then they have all those games against the National League West. Up until their Pirates series this week, they hadn't played a division game, and they also hadn't played a single game against any team with a record under 500. A reminder that April is not just the most difficult April for anybody schedule-wise in baseball. It is the most difficult month for any team in any month during this season for the Chicago Cubs, for any team. No team is going to have a tougher schedule. And the Cubs right now, 21-13, 8 games over 500, 3 games up on the second-place Reds in the division. They just took the first two from Milwaukee. They have one of the best offenses in baseball. It's the Dodgers, the Cubs, and the Yankees. What a moment. We're going to talk to Carson Kelly coming up in a little bit, talk about his role in the Cubs' explosiveness. We continue on with your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open, and Walt in Deerfield has joined me, Matt Spiegel, on Hit and Run. What do you say, Walt? Good morning.
Yes, hi, Spiegs. I'm a listener. I don't call much. I happened to call last week and talk to you about PCA's bunting. You might remember that.
I do.
But I said the last 3 years, your on radio persona has just improved tremendously. You're very, very interesting, and I enjoy listening to you.
Appreciate that, Walt. Thank you. I'm sorry about all the years before that. I'm sorry about.
No, you got me. But I, nine homers in 17 games. PCA should still not forget 30 minutes a day bunting. That would be. But what I wanted to talk about was third base. I know they had a fork in the road with Shaw. They decided to send him down. Maybe that was for his benefit, but I really think it wasn't for the team's benefit. In the games this year, I think they lost three or four games because of fielding at third, not because of hitting. You're scoring almost seven runs a game. You can carry one guy at a .170 as long as he's fielding. I thought he fielded his position aggressively and fielded well and fielded during crunch time and made the tough plays at crunch time. But They decided to send him down fine. I disagree with that just selfishly, but I think it's going to be better for Shaw in the long run. Meanwhile, now at third base, Lopez for me with the glove.
Yeah, I Lopez was really good on Friday night. I really enjoyed that. And I'll tell you the other reason why I like seeing Lopez in terms of the options right now, because John Birdie can play all over the place and is a phenomenal base runner, can steal a base. The role that Birdie was supposed to be in is the occasional starter, but that guy at the bottom of the bench who can give you a decent at bat, but more so be a pinch runner and just, especially with the way the league is now, that guy could steal second and third in a big moment. You trust that guy to steal a base when everybody knows you're going to do it. When everybody knows he's going to do it. It's like putting Dave Roberts in for the 2004 Red Sox against Mariano Rivera as a pinch runner. It's like putting our friend Quentin Berry in, you know? Quentin Berry, the third base coach who used to be the that 25th guy or 26th guy to be on a team in September. As the speedy base runner, like Birdie can be that guy, but he's better than that. So, Birdie at the bottom of the roster means sure, go ahead and have Lopez. I'll tell you what, the Pete Crow Armstrong 17 games that you're mentioning, it's an on base percentage of .353, a slugging percentage of .866 in these 17 games. Nine homers, six doubles, one triple, 21 RBIs, 15 runs scored, six stolen bases. I mean, he's the only hitter in franchise history to have nine homers and 21 RBIs in a 17-game span and six stolen bases as well. That's the stuff you dream on, right? I saw this last night from the great Sarah Langs on Twitter. She said she got it from the Elias Sports Network, but it speaks to the kind of dreaming that you do on a guy like PCA. When you get somebody who's fast and powerful, maybe it's Byron Buxton when he shows up for the Twins. Maybe it's Fernando Tatis Jr. when he shows up for the Padres. But we all know that guy who you're like, oh my God, he's fast and he's strong. He's a stolen base guy and a home run guy, and they kind of light your imagination on fire. Here's a list I saw last night. Fewest games played to reach 100 homers and 100 stolen bases, okay? Ever. Number one is Eric Davis of the Cincinnati Reds, and you remember him as a speed and power demon right from the get-go. Number two is Ronald Acuna Jr. These are the fewest games needed to get to 100 homers and 100 steals. Eric Davis, Ronald Acuna Jr., Mike Trout, Daryl Strawberry, Alfonso Soriano, Alex Rodriguez. You forget what a speed and power tandem he was as an individual. Can a person be a tandem? Well, he just was.
I'll allow it. We'll allow it.
Thank you, Sean.
Ruben said it's okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And Fernando Tatis Jr., who just got there last night with 547 games played. Davis, Acuna, Trout, Strawberry, Soriano, Rodriguez, and Tatis. I mean, and that's the thing that you dream on with PCA. He hasn't played enough games to even be in the conversation yet. The man has only played 170 games. He's got 41 stolen bases. That 100 will be happening as long as he stays healthy. He has 19 homers in his career, just 10 last year. He's got nine already. It is a superstar glow up for Pete Crow Armstrong. It's undeniable. We're watching him evolve in front of our eyes as a hitter. And just the skill set is outrageous. And it's the kind of talent that lets you dream of the list that we just talked about, as was Luis Robert on the South Side before the injuries and before we realized he could never stop chasing the sliders off the edge of the plate. Bob is on the South Side and now joins me, Matt Spiegel, on Hit and Run. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Matty, my guy. How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
That's great. So my thing here is, I believe it's a silver lining, it's positivity, is that Andrew Vaughn, he always does this every year in August, September. Oh, yeah, he'll hit 7 homers in August, 7 homers again in September, and he'll end up with like 17 for the year and batting like 248, 246, when an OPS of like 550. But the thing is this, is that we have somebody that can replace him. We have a Tim Elko, who I believe if you bring him in, he's going to even be better defensively. And I think he can't hit any worse than Vaughn is doing. And it's just, we've already seen that's what Vaughn's going to amount to. And what it goes into all of what Sox fans, the thing that gets us sort of like negative is it's Jerry. It's Getz. We don't have faith in them. Because, and like, what's this Workman trade? Does Gage, let me make an error today, Gage Workman?
Well, you know, I mean, look, when you're a roster that's filled with emptiness and you're a team that has under 10 wins, which the White Sox do, the only team with fewer wins is the Rockies. But I don't mind taking a flyer on Gage Workman. I'm fine with that. I mean, what the hell? Go ahead. You're a roster that can do that. I got no problem with that. The Vaughn and Elko situation is an interesting one. Vaughn, I talked about a little bit last hour, if anybody missed it, an OPS under 500 in the most at-bats of anybody on the White Sox team, right? And he's got minor league options left. They should send him down and promote Tim Elko today. Absolutely today, because what you are doing is breaking away from the trust of your fans. You're damaging the trust of your fans at a time when you are asking them to believe in Chris Getz. The fact that the caller, who's a passionate White Sox fan and calls a lot and loves the team and is still trying to watch things on the big league level, he's still trying to invest, is throwing Getz in there with Reinsdorf right now in terms of trust, that's your nightmare scenario. And maybe you're somebody who's always mistrusted Chris Getz, but what you're trying to do this year is get people to buy in to some kind of vision. And Chris Getz has done a lot of things that let you buy in to some sort of vision. You know, I think there's been some very good hires. We've talked about it a lot with Brian Bannister and maybe Ryan Fuller and certainly Paul Janish, who we're going to hear from later on, talking about Colson Montgomery. But and some of the other stuff that he's done, that Chris Getz has done, has been really, really good. But when you see a guy who just doesn't deserve to play right now at all with another guy who's in the minors and he's killing it, and I know that's a high strikeout rate. It's just under 30% for Tim Elko. I get it. But he's got, and if that's what you're holding your hat on, you're saying he's got to prove that and get that down. He might never be a guy who gets that down. And in the big leagues, it's okay. If he's going to come up and homer like crazy, you know, you can survive. Let him try and figure it out on this level at some point and put it in your mind, put it in your back pocket to know that there's no trust that you're winning by having Andrew Vaughn stay on the big leagues. This is Sean in Romeoville on Hit and Run. Sean, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Hey, Sean, you know what? I got to pop you on hold. I apologize, but I know that we just now are taking a phone call from the Cubs catcher, Carson Kelly. So, Sean, I apologize. We will get back to you. That is for sure. It is Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Here on 670 The Score. And I know, Sean, you made a little open for Carson Kelly, right? Go ahead and play it for the man. For God's sakes, he's kind enough to call in on a Sunday morning. We ought to be kind enough to give him the production that he deserves.
Carson Kelly, this is his last chance, you would think, at getting a cycle. He's got two walks, a single, a double, and a home run.
How was it when you're standing in the third base coach's box, and it looked like his triple was going to happen. How exciting was that to end the cycle, man?
Yeah, I'm not even going to sit here and lie and tell any stories. I had no idea. I had no idea that he was a triple.
Center field, going back, Blade. It's off the wall. Racing towards second.
Go, go, go.
Here we go.
Go.
And he's in.
Oh, my.
We got a cycle. Take that, Mark Grace. Oh, brother, that was awesome.
I said, I could have stopped the man in front of you. I didn't even know. I would have had no idea.
Oh.
I forget who it was that was running in front of him. I almost stopped him. That could have been bad, but yeah. I had no idea.
That is Quinton Berry, the third base coach for the Cubs, who told us a couple of weeks ago that he didn't even know Carson Kelly was going for the cycle. Carson Kelly joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Carson, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the time. How are you this morning?
Doing all right. We're here in Milwaukee. The roof's open. Beautiful sunny day. So, yeah, we're here.
Game on. Let's go. I called you obviously to talk about the breakout skill of yours that's been on display for everybody, and that's the speed. You know, the triple there to make the cycle. And last night, beating out an infield grounder to short in the fourth last night. How does it feel to finally be able to show everybody your speed?
You know, I've really worked hard on it, especially this offseason. It was something I really wanted to get better at. Q was going to stop me for going to third. I was just going to run right through that stop sign, you know? So, I'm just glad, you know, the world is seeing how fast I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's about time they've figured it out. Whatever. Catchers can run. Catchers can bop, man. Seriously. This what a month, dude. The team of the month came out. I didn't even know they did it, actually. MLB did it. The team of the month. And here, Pete Alonso, Bobby Witt Jr., Corbin Carroll, Aaron Judge, Fernando Tatis. I've heard of some of these guys. And there's Carson Kelly, the catcher on team of the month. How did that hit you when you saw that yesterday morning?
Oh, you know, it's cool. I think it's really special to just be a part of, you know, being mentioned with guys like that. And, you know, it's always great to come out and start off hot. We've got a long year to go. So my goal is just to continue to take it day by day and, you know, get through the season and win some ball games.
So this is the best month for you offensively since when? At what level? Like, when was there a time that you were feeling it like this anywhere?
I think 2021 early on, I think if you look, I think it was 2021, April and May, I think were really like some of my better months. Very similar to this year, it feels like.
That's interesting. And is part of that like physically feeling the way that you feel sometimes at the beginning of the year and then the life of a catcher, you get beaten up a little bit as the season goes on?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, during the offseason, you work on a lot of different things, and this year was really just building off what we did last year. And, you know, every year you just kind of get a little bit smarter. How can I refine some things? How do I just make everything a little bit more consistent? And I've really worked hard on the mental game and taking it day by day and pitch by pitch. And how do I, you know, put myself in the best position to succeed? So, I've done a really good job of that, and you know the results are great. But we've got a long year, and again, just take it day by day.
So the at-bats have all seemed to be really good. Tell us more about that mental game. I love the challenge of, you know, positivity and the challenge of trying to have like a beginner's mind, is the way that Joe Maddon used to talk about it. Like, what's working for you to stay in the good space?
Yeah, I think it's really finding, you know, what defines me as a player and as a person, and then and really sticking to that regardless of the results, you know, because it's a long year. And then there are times when you're feeling really good and the results aren't there. And then there are times where you feel terrible and then the results are there. So this game is funny. And I think the biggest thing is being consistent with the mindset and my work and making those minor adjustments throughout the year. And I feel like I've just done a really good job of, you know, starting every or winning every pitch, really locking in for every single pitch. And that, I think that's
you know, where the results are starting to come.
Hold on, I'm just going to write that down for my morning meditation. Seriously, like, like finding what defines me as a person. Yeah, because like people can praise you, people can rip you, results can feel good, results can feel bad, but we got to stay in the middle, don't we?
Right. Absolutely. You know, you don't want to ride the highs too high and the lows too low, right? It's a new day, right? We won the game yesterday, but we got another one today. So what are we going to do today to put ourselves in a position to succeed? So, and today they might not be there, and then today they might be there. You know, you just got to continue to work your butt off and stay locked in every single pitch.
When you have that mindset, does it make it easier to react when you're moved, say, up to four in a lineup, that you can just stay doing what you've been doing?
Yeah. I mean, if you really think about it, it's a position in the lineup, right? And you're still in the game, right? Like, you just take it day by day and really just continue to work on your process and how I could be in the best position to help this team win.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at your career splits. You've hit all over the lineup. 22 games as a leadoff guy at some point along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've hit everywhere. So you've got a lot of practice to this point, kind of divorcing yourself from that lineup spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just take it. You just take every single at bat. Really focus in who's in front of you, who's behind you, what the situation of the game is, and how can I put myself in the position to succeed. That's literally the name of the game. Is what do I need to do every day to get out there and help this team win?
So it was of course the speed that led them to hit you leadoff for those 22 games. I will say the three career stolen bases, none came when you were in that leadoff role. 1/6, 1/8, yeah. And 1/9. So what's that about, you think?
You know, you just got to hit doubles. That's what it is. You just hit doubles. So you just hit doubles in that leadoff spot.
It's funny, Carson.
Doubles and then one base hit and you score. There you go.
Yeah, five doubles in 88 plate appearances out of that leadoff spot. So you know, just for fun, an 832 OPS in the four spot. I know it doesn't matter. But it's still kind of.
It's, you know, the little details that are fun to talk about. Absolutely. Well, maybe the nine hole, you know, you got to just have it all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, no. The best career OPS is in the nine hole. It's an 882, to your point.
There you go.
You know, so the Cubs have 21 homers from the 7, 8, and 9 spots, the bottom of the lineup. It's far and away the most in baseball. And I'm like, oh, no, they moved Kelly up. But now Dansby's hitting homers down there. So the bottom of the order is just fine. You don't have to worry about it.
It just shows the, you know, the strength of this lineup, the depth of this lineup. You know, and every single guy can, you know, put a really good pro at bat together. And I think that's what it shows so far this year, is that we can just continue to rally and build off each other and really get it to the next guy.
Yeah, I love that Pete is in the 7 spot. I love that Nico's in the 6 spot. It's like a whole nother leadoff dynamic with like a basher dynamic. But seriously, what does it do for a team to know that you got guys all up and down? It's got to psychologically help in some small way.
No, it's huge. I mean, any moment of the game can flip because, you know, this lineup is depthy. And I think that the cool part about it, too, is we're always talking about who's hitting in front of us and who's hitting behind us. And what does that mean for a team? I mean, that's a big deal because, you know, Pete, if I'm hitting behind Pete and Pete gets on, he might try to steal a bag. So I might try to give him a pitch or two. Or, you know, Nico's going to put the ball in play. So you know, be ready to, you know, maybe steal a bag, and I mean, you know, with all my speed, steal a base, and you know, he could throw one in the outfield and we score runs. So I think that's really the biggest thing, is we're always talking, always trying to help each other out, and how can we, you know, manufacture runs.
Yeah, all right, since you brought up the speed again, and thank you for doing so, do you have one of those oven mitts, those like stolen base oven mitts? Do you own one, or is there one in your locker?
I slide feet first because I'm not fast enough to slide head first. And, you know, or you're just so fast that they don't even throw and you just make it standing up.
Yeah, there you go. That could be your thing. You know,
the backside of a double steal, fellas. That's how it is.
Yeah, just stay up. All right, I got to tell you something. At the beginning of the year, I was so excited to see Miguel Amaya continue the because he had a great finish last year offensively. And early on, like the first week, I'm like, man, Council's playing Carson Kelly a lot. I was the guy on this show going, we need more Miguel Amaya. Carson doesn't have to play all the time. I was that guy. I'll be totally honest with you, okay, here in the trust tree. Now there are people saying, you know, we don't need to see Miguel Amaya. Just keep playing Carson Kelly. Like, this is the way it goes. It goes in cycles, doesn't it? But it seems like it's a good, healthy thing with you and Miguel, is it?
Oh, me and Miggy, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, he's an awesome kid. He continues to work his butt off. He takes a professional at bat, you know, and I think that's what makes us so great is we're always talking. We're always trying to help each other out and get better. I mean, like, as ultimately, at the end of the day, we're here to win baseball games. So, you know, he's in there today. He's going to do his thing and be rooting him on. And, you know, it's been fun to watch him continue to learn, develop, and also execute.
Can you learn from him too in conversations as you guys are prepping for pitchers? He's seen some of these guys obviously a lot more than you have.
Absolutely. I mean, I caught Shota the other day and I was picking his brain about what is Shota like to do in certain situations and setups and pitch calm and just the conversations in between innings. I mean, there's so much information that you can just continue to learn. And, you know, I've picked Miggy's brain a lot, and, you know, he's very knowledgeable. He's a tremendous player.
You know, when Shota got here, we heard about him as always the pitching philosopher, and he's got this five pitch mix, maybe six. He's getting it done with two pitches still sometimes. It's amazing. How is he able to do it with just fastball and splitter sometimes?
I mean, the command that he has, the knowledge that he has, I mean, he's a smart pitcher, right? And I think that helps us a lot as a catcher, being able to kind of follow his lead and what he's looking for. And, you know, I think he's really good at tunneling those two pitches. And he's got a couple others that we use and we sprinkle in there when we need to. And I think that's what makes him so good, is he's able to keep guys off balance.
Is the Ben Brown changeup ready to get mixed in more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've used it a couple times the other day, and I think he's, you know, he continues to get better every single time. I think there's some outings where they're a little bit shaky, but then we learn something about it, we work on it, and then we come out and execute like his last time out. So I think it's something that's really going to help him in his arsenal, and I think he's just going to continue to get better as we go.
He was truly great on Friday night. All right, last thing, Carson Kelly, we appreciate the time on a Sunday morning. Let's just get it. I just need to fully understand your Chicago connections, because you were born here, but then raised not here. You were raised, I believe, in Oregon. Do I have that right?
Yes.
All right. So,
yes. So yeah.
Where were you born as far as you know? Because
so
you don't remember.
I was born in Arlington Heights.
In Arlington Heights.
Arlington Heights.
Okay.
I was born in Arlington Heights. My parents grew up in Chicago. Born and raised in Chicago, and then I was born in Arlington Heights, and then 6 months after I was born, my dad took a job in San Diego with TaylorMade. So we moved to San Diego for a few years, and then when I was five, we moved to Oregon, and then Oregon is where I was pretty much raised.
Okay, so you probably don't have a lot of memories from those first 6 months. Probably not, right?
Not a lot. Probably not. Not that I'm aware of. But so my uncle still lives in Chicago. We've got family. My wife's side has some family in Chicago. We would always come back, I think, once a year to see my grandmother in Chicago. So, like, I mean, there are definitely memories of coming back to Chicago as a kid.
That's awesome. And grew up a Cubs fan?
Grew up a Cubs fan, exactly.
Incredible.
I mean, that was the cool thing, because, like, being in Oregon, we'd come home and the Cubs game would be on, right? A lot of day games, so
yeah,
which was awesome. So, yeah, my dad, he was telling me stories. He would take the bus as a kid and go sit in the bleachers. So that was pretty cool.
That's really cool. So, like, there are a few teammates with connections. Matthew Boyd, as I'm sure you know, has a connection, especially with his grandfather and his dad. I was just reading this weekend about PCA's dad, Pete's dad, huge Cubs fan. And Pete was like one of those rebellious.
Really?
Yeah. Give him crap, man. He was one of those rebellious kids who went the other way. He hated. That's not shocking.
I need more dirt on PCA.
I mean, it's hard to find it. It's just. I mean, he's having.
We'll go deep in the archives if we need to.
Yeah, he's having a moment. His dad says that he like totally had the youthful swagger of like, I'm going to root against the Cubs because my dad roots for the Cubs.
Oh, that's typical, though. You know, going against dad. That's how it works.
Yes, it is. My dad, who's 91, he's going to be 92 on Tuesday, he grew up a Red Sox fan because his dad was a Yankee fan. So he just wanted to piss him off.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is how happens. Yeah, all right.
Good to know.
Yeah, so you and Boyd and PCA with the Cubs connections. But, Carson, thanks,
that's
man.
Awesome.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for the time. Keep it rolling, man. This team it's a roller coaster. I don't mind riding it. Like, I'm telling fans to enjoy this part of it because there'll be a downtime at some point. Enjoy it while it's great. We should, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy every single day of it. You know, it's been a lot of fun to watch this team. And be a part of this team, and it's just really exciting. So every single day, again, new day, let's go win today.
There it is. Carson Kelly, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks.
You got it. That's Carson Kelly, Cubs catcher, joining us right here on 670 The Score. He's fun and known for his speed, as we're all aware of. Texter says, Carson Kelly could literally host this show with you. I know. I heard that he liked to play. So I thought we could get a little playful, and he was game right from the get-go. It helps that he's off today. That helped quite a bit, you know?
We caught him on a good day.
I don't know if he has bad days, man.
Carson seems like he's just a fun guy.
I love that he didn't know that about PCA. Ken Rosenthal wrote a great piece about Pete where I learned some of the stuff. I also learned something about the trade for Javi Baez that maybe I'd remembered but forgotten. I'll share that with you when we come back. Also, Team of the Moment, later this hour on 670 The Score. It's Hit and Run.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wonderful to see success. And it's wonderful to see Pete Crowe Armstrong hit one deep into right field.
Yeah,
second
Pete.
Deck. Second deck and second homer of the game for Pete Crowe Armstrong. Listen to these Cub fans here.
Hit and run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That's Pete Crowe Armstrong's second deck home run on Friday night as the Cubs were blowing out the Milwaukee Brewers. Cubs Brewers this afternoon, 1:10, the first pitch right here on The Score. You can hear Pat and Ron. Lots of good stuff coming between now and then right here on Hit and Run. I'm with you for an extended Hit and Run into the noon hour. Stuff on PCA later you got to hear, including him talking from last night and teammates talking about him. And a great snippet of Ron Coomer from the PBP Voices of Baseball podcast. I got to make sure that everyone hears because Coom is just the best. But I mentioned this, that Pete Crowe Armstrong, when he was traded from the Mets for Javier Baez, it was an interesting moment because a great article from Ken Rosenthal kind of details this in The Athletic this week. Pete was hurt at the time, and the acting GM for the Mets, Zach Scott, said that a bunch of teams were calling about different prospects, but they were all looking for others. They were mostly looking for a pitcher named Matt Allen, or the catcher Francisco Alvarez, the infielder Ronnie Mauricio, or the outfielder turned infielder Mark Vientos. And Vientos is in the big leagues, and he and Pete were buddies in the minors. But Zach Scott said only two clubs ever brought Pete Crowe Armstrong's name up. Texas asked for him for Joey Gallo, who had 1.5 years of control. But the New York fit for Gallo scared me. The Cubs were pushing for a different prospect, and that would be Matt Allen, the pitcher. They were mixed on PCA. But then they decided they wanted to get PCA, and Zach Scott, the acting GM of the Mets, wasn't going to give him up, wasn't going to do it. And what the Cubs had to do was include right-handed pitcher Trevor Williams and include cash to cover a portion of Javier Baez's remaining $3.96 million salary. So, Jed Hoyer and Zach Scott knew each other well from their days with the Red Sox, and Scott had been a baseball operations intern in Boston for Jed. Their relationship helped, but they worked on it. Trevor Williams, who's still in the bigs, pitching for Washington. Good dude, Trevor Williams. Talked to his dad once, as a matter of fact, on this show or on Spiegel and Holmes. I can't remember. But they had to cover a portion of Baez's salary. Cover the money to increase the quality of the prospect. Look at that. You threw in Trevor Williams and you covered some of Javi's remaining $4 million salary. And that got you Pete Crowe Armstrong. For right now in a window of contention and for all the years remaining, my goodness, cover the money to increase the quality of the prospect, especially when it's a small amount like this, and maybe the amount is larger. Jerry Reinsdorf, are you listening? If you had an opportunity in the spring to cover the money on Luis Robert's contract so you could get better players from the Reds minor league system, you do it. If you have the opportunity now while Luis is in a hot streak, cover the freaking money. It is a small investment as compared to the possibility of what you might get, as long as you trust your pro scouting department. Do you trust your pro scouting department? So yeah, what, 41 games of Javier Baez? 41 games. and whatever you gave up in Trevor Williams control and whatever money you paid, and that got you an emerging superstar in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Ben in Queens on Hit and Run. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
And you see, this is why I'm such a big fan of Jed Hoyer. And I'm telling you, Mets fans, they are out of their mind. I can't wait for this week for the Cubs to come in and pound them.
Oh boy.
I've got tickets for the Sunday tilt. I think I'm going to get tickets for the Friday tilt. I can't freaking wait.
Next Sunday, a week from today, Ben, the game, it starts at 11 o'clock Chicago time, right, Sean? Or is it 10:30 Chicago time? Look at next Sunday's game. But either way, there's like a one-hour version of Hit and Run on Mother's Day. That's it. Because the timing of that game is so absurdly early.
10:30 pregame, 11:05 first pitch.
Okay, 11:05 first pitch local. So we got a hot 90 minutes of Hit and Run next week. I bet the associate producer really wishes he was working that show. Just a 90-minute show. Next week, 90 minutes as opposed to the 3.5-hour bonanza today.
Oh, my God, yes.
Sorry. He's got it tough. He's got to go to work. It's so hard. Ben, what's up?
Well, I heard he's been working on the songs in the key of life. That's a good place to start. Thank
Agreed.
You for him.
Yes.
Hey, so, okay, just listen. I'd love to join Ron on the Southside Fantasy League, but just so you know how crazy this has got, Speaks, I hear you live. You take the low part, you know, when they caught our eyes. You take the low part, right?
Yeah.
They caught our eyes. I am taking the middle part, the suspended. They caught our eyes. From 950 miles away, I am nailing it every time just to show you how committed I am to the bit.
That's okay? Outstanding. Yes, so folks, be listening to me and to Ben in Queens from Queens as we harmonize with Team of the Moment in the next segment. But continue, sir.
Okay, so listen, I know you're nervous with the Yankees futures bet that I gave you below 89.5 wins. I am telling you, it's going to come in. You watch the Rays, they're going to beat them today. They do not beat winning teams. But as far as futures bets go, my luck so far, look, I had L.A. Dodgers first to 10. That was a dead heat. I had the Cubs the most wins in the end of in the month of April in the NL Central. That came in at plus 110. I took it for May at plus 145. They're now 3-0. That's down to minus 225. I also took the Cubs at plus 1,000 for the most wins in MLB for the month of May at plus 1,000. They are now down to plus 475 in second place, just behind the LA Dodgers. I love this Cubs team. I love watching them. Just keep talking about them. I'll talk to you later. They caught our eye.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. One of my bosses, Ryan Porth, freaking suit. Just kidding. Love you, Ryan. Ryan sent this last night. He got in. He made a futures bet, 20-1 on the Cubs to win the World Series. He got in last night. Still 20-1. And Porth said it seems like a steal. I think he's not wrong. At this point, 20-1 on the Cubs? We got to take a break. Team of the Moment is next on 670 The Score. Who is?
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Set. Hit and run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Blanco trying to reach base for the third time tonight. To center field, Polanco cannot be stopped. He is on a whole nother planet right now.
I mean, just get out of the strike zone against Polanco and just absolutely destroying that pitch.
It was the team of the moment, offering entertainment. The team of the moment, they caught our eyes.
The team of the moment is the Seattle Mariners. A six-game winning streak. They've won 8 out of 10 since the 9th of April. 16 out of 20. 16-4. The Mariners have won 8 series in a row. On Friday, they beat the Rangers 13-1. They had averaged 10 runs per game in winning 5 straight at that point. Yesterday, a squeaker, but a win nonetheless. The offense is the story, but let's talk for a moment about Andrés Muñoz with the kick changeup, that closer. He's 12-for-12 in save opportunities. He has yet to allow a run in 16 appearances. That must be nice. He's allowed 5 hits over 15 innings, holding opponents to a 106 batting average. How about this? He has stranded the automatic base runner, the Manfred man, blinded by the light, in extra innings on 4 different occasions. So 4 different times they've brought out Munoz to just try to hold the line. Hold the line. That's not Manfred man, but you know what I mean. So anyway, and he's stranded him. So they have a dominant closer. They're doing all this with their top 2 starting pitchers hurt. I mean, it's unbelievable. Brian Wu had a 6 1/3 scoreless innings appearance last night with 1 hit ball. Did you see who had a great play defensively for them? That would be this kid. Let me check his name. Miles Mastroboni. Big time defensive play. But the story is the offense, okay? Going back to last August, covering 82 games, Buster Olney did this research the other day. Here are the Mariners' rankings in the American League in the last 82 games. You ready? Runs scored, 2nd. Home runs, 2nd. Stolen bases, 2nd. Walk rate, 2nd. 2nd best offense in the American League, behind only the Yankees, over the last 82 games. And the thing is, the division is not what we thought it would be. Seattle improved to 5-0 against Texas this season. And they've now outscored them 32-8. They've outscored the Rangers 32-8. The Astros aren't what they used to be. So congrats to the Mariners for being the team of the moment. They just got this pitcher back, Matt Brash, 26-year-old, one of the best sliders in the game. Great fastball. He also added the kick changeup. He was great in 2023, hurt all last year, came back last night, so they are loaded. You know what, Sean? We do have time to play the highlight of the team losing yesterday. The A's, the Sacramento Athletics, had won, I believe it was 12 out of 17, and I was leaning towards them for team of the moment, in part because it was just fun for them. But then their dominant closer, Mason Miller, who they called the Reaper, gave up 5 runs yesterday in the 9th inning, including a walk-off. This from the Marlins radio call with professional baseball broadcaster Marlins radio man, and my nephew, Jack McMullen, on the call.
Now Kyle, first pitch. Stowers hits it out to left center. Soderstrom on the move. That is back, and it's gone! To left center field, a walk-off grand slam for Kyle Stowers. And off the Reaper, the Marlins come back and win it. Mayhem in Miami. 9-6, your final score.
The Marlins do this thing that some broadcasts do now where they'll film video of the broadcaster and they'll put out the call split screen with the play itself so you can watch the broadcaster. And it's just awesome. You can really feel the energy of it. I got emotional watching Jack make that call.
How cool had that had to be for you, man?
Oh, dude. I mean, for him, obviously. And for his mom, who's listening to every game. My sister's listening to every game.
It's so cool.
It's unbelievable.
And he killed that call. That was amazing.
Yeah, he's had a bunch of walk-offs. What do you have? He had two in the first three games.
Yeah, he's had a few good ones.
But that one, there's a moment in there. You did a nice edit for radio purposes. Before he says, mayhem in Miami, there's a pause there. And you can just watch, and he's just letting the moment breathe, as a broadcaster must, and he's just kind of drinking it in and looking out there at freaking mayhem in Miami. They just hit a grand slam walk-off against Mason Miller, the best closer in the game. It's unbelievable. Just so absurdly proud of that kid. And this will be another opportunity for me not to mention that I was at his bris. I'm not going to mention that, because I feel like it kind of diminishes his adulthood. It's not fair for me to mention that. I think it's like, just treat him like the man he is. Don't point out that you are his elder in any way. Don't point that out.
I think it's really big of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for noticing. It's difficult for me, but it feels like the right thing. It is 670 the score. Callers, we're going to blow open the phone lines right now. We've been guest heavy, but we have open phone lines. Let's talk about Andrew Vaughn and Tim Elko, because the White Sox made six roster moves, but none of them involving those guys. We'll explain those to you. Let's talk about Colson Montgomery and the fact that he went back to swing school. Hear from somebody who matters talking about it. And let's reset on Cubs and Brewers as the Cubs go for the sweep later on today. We'll do bloop hits later on this hour. But right now, phone lines are open for you at 312-644-6767. It's Hit and Run here on The Score.